You're not about that life, champ. I can see it.
Game over, man. Game over.
He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk.
Come on. Playoffs? You kidding me?
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it. I want winners.
Here we go.
Playing to win the game.
That was one heck of a timeout.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Ron is in trouble.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
EA Hunter sarcastically speaking about sports podcast.
Fire open. What is it? Google. First thing I see is an article about Khabib Nurmagomedov. I don't know if I even said that right. About Dana White, president of the UFC, letting Khabib choose his final opponent. The dude's fucking 30-0, which is pretty amazing. I don't see anybody beating him. I mean, we all, if you're a UFC fan, we all saw what he did to fucking Conor McGregor. Mauled that motherfucker. What he does to everybody. Was supposed to fight, who was it, Tony Ferguson? But COVID fucked all that up. COVID's fucked everyone's plans up. But apparently, Khabib's father, who died recently, who was around my age, being 48 years young, coming up on 49, I think he was like 50-something, kind of gives you pause. Well, gives me pause in that I'm getting old. And the first thing I think is, my best years are behind me. But are they? Are they? Depends on what you describe as best. Probably physically, yes. Can't do the things physically I did when I was younger. But mentally, nah. Make some changes. And I'm going to have to, because I feel like I've been getting dumber lately. When I'm talking to people, I lose words. I can't remember shit. But anyway, what was the real reason I opened up with this topic? Well, no, they're saying to let him choose his last opponent. Even is it George St. Pierre, who, another guy really dominant in the UFC, a pretty good career. And I think he was retired. I don't know if he forcibly retired, was made to retire, or just didn't take a fight for a long time. But he took a fight. He was off for like 5 years, took a fight, came back, beat the dude, and then went back into retirement. So apparently Khabib might want a piece of him. Which, hey, I'll take that fight. I mean, I'll watch that fight. I mean, because it would definitely be a pay-per-view. UFC, above all the sports leagues, has definitely kept their shit going. I mean, when the pandemic hit and every major sporting, you know, organization was shutting down, the UFC, dude, Dana White was pushing, looking to do this shit other places. You know, eventually do the one with no, well, do everything with no audience, obviously. And they do a lot in there. What is that? The one in Vegas. I guess there's something in Vegas where they have like a show or something. I'm not really sure. I know. You should probably know about something before you start talking about something. Why? Our current president doesn't do that shit. That motherfucker's the epitome of talking about shit he has no clue about. Yeah, but, dude, when I started talking about fucking Fight Island, I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah, they're going to get an island. They fucking got an island. Thought they bought it, but apparently some sheikh out in Abu Dhabi just gave them permission, I guess, to use it. They built shit up there. And dude, they've been running the shit out of there. The last fight night that I watched, that Whitaker-Till fight, which was a fucking snooze fest. Yeah. That was one of those ones where they're waiting. You can see both of them are waiting for a chance to get off a big shot. Whitaker beat him. I missed the first round, which apparently is where most of the damage was done, because they were both pretty tentative after that. But yeah, Fight Island. Dope idea. You had to give it up to him. And then you contrast that with as far as the organizations, with the other alphabet, the NFL, MLB. Is hockey considered one? Is that even coming back? Are they trying to figure something out? Well, this week, NFL training camp is starting, which is going to be interesting, if you ask me. Because I think I mentioned this before in the podcast before. How in the fuck can you socially distance yourself and tackle somebody at the same time? What are you going to do? You got to strap a mask on your helmet and be out there in the two position hitting motherfuckers? I mean, only person that could legitimately socially distance, well, there's probably two positions. So it'd be the quarterback, because he got people protecting him, or a kicker. Everybody else, it's just fucked. I mean, because they start baseball with no fans, which that one's weird. Like I said, with UFC, I dug it. You don't see no people. You can hear everything. I don't really do baseball like that. I don't really. Well, I'll go to games and I'll watch like a playoff game, but there's nobody in the stands. And you're just like, this is kind of strange. And they're saying that there's a lot of, there's not dead air, because the individuals commentating said events feel as though they need to fill every piece, every moment of silence with some type of inane chatter. I mean, you don't really think that that's a problem that you're going to really have. I mean, you think about baseball, there's a lot of dead fucking dead time. Like, in between each pitch, you know? Let's say they foul it, and it goes out, and they, you know, throw it back to the ref, and he's got to dust it off, and they get it to the pitcher, and he, you know, he's got to do all his bullshit up on the mound, you know, itch his butt, lick his fingers, and take a swipe off his cap, and, you know, do that move where he's, where the pitcher's, you know, showing him a sign, he's nodding, he's doing that. And then there's a guy on second that he's doing that thing where he looks over at him and acts like he's going to pitch. That's basic. You know what that is? That's the equivalent of a pump fake, a football pump fake, when I do that shit. But the point is there's a lot of dead time. I mean, that's been I don't know if it was a problem, but it's something that they've been looking at. They've been trying to reduce, I guess, to make Major League Baseball games go by quicker, because nowadays, you know, with the 17 different types of pitchers that they have, I mean, I think half of a baseball roster is pitchers. You get your starters, your setup guys, your relievers, your middle relievers, your closers. You got all these different guys, and you have these different rules to when you can pitch and rest days and all that shit. It's like, it's too much. It's a lot of strategy that I kind of get now that I've gotten older. But the original reason I brought it up is because, so on, was it Sunday? I think it was Sunday. No, was it yesterday morning? Well, obviously, ESPN, it broke that the Marlins wouldn't be their season opener. No, not season. The home opener is scrapped because, like, 14, 15 individuals that comprised of the staff and players all tested positive. And apparently, I guess they played the Phillies, and the Phillies were going to be playing the Yankees, and the Yankees, like, what? They're doing that move to where they're sitting on the couch like Kermit, you know, like, what'd you say, what, Rona, what? So they shut that down, and they shut the Yankees one down, and I'm like, well, here it is. This is where it comes, this is what happens. The panic starts setting in. And then to cap it all off, I'm at work looking at it on my phone, because, hello, how do we all get all our information anyway nowadays. Social media and your phone. And another story pops up. And it's about the Oakland A's. Their first baseman, is it Olsen? He comes out. I don't know what inning they were in to start this. He comes out and is wearing a mask out in the outfield. And you're like, oh, shit's on now. It is on now. Major League Baseball, it's a little different. Like with the UFC, how they can, no fans, there's not as much staff. They have a self-contained area. There's not as many people, so they could do that. Baseball, you're going to different cities. Certain cities is more contagious than others. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to try to go to the, call up the mouse and see if he's got a couple more bubbles for you? Major League Baseball? Well, what else are you going to do? But the cat's out of the bag with this one. I really think that, like, they should just scrap it all. Until they get a vaccine, but who knows if they ever will. Who knows how long that will be. And a lot of people stand to lose a whole lot of money. Which is, good morning, everything comes back to money. Scream, man. Cash rules everything around me. They should change that first C, cream, cash, to COVID. And COVID definitely rules everything around me. Because you go to the other alphabet organization, NBA. They've done a pretty good job. They got the bubbles from the mouse. They've got a long, stringent rule process of testing and quarantining, and if you do this, they've sat down and they've carved out a really good plan to where I think maybe they're probably the only organization that I think might have a handle on this. I mean, because you've seen some of the news coming out of their bubble, which is funny. Especially that apparently the snitch, a bubble snitch line. And somebody created a funny ass video about it. Listen, you can at least listen to the audio version of the bubble. It's pretty hilarious, I thought.
Yellow NBA bubble snitch line, go ahead. You saw J.R. Smith with how much Hennessy? No, I just didn't know it came by the gallon. You saw Kuzma taking a selfie where? Well, he knows he can't be there. Taco's doing bike tours? Huh. How do I get in on that? Wait, someone's deadlifting in their room at 3 a.m.? Someone's running suicides in the hallways? Someone's doing box jumps in the conference room? Give me Jimmy Butler's room number right now, please. All the blue check marks are down? Well, can't you just use your burner? Yeah, sure you don't. Okay, we'll get right on that. Thank you. Smith should not be sharing his soup with any assistant coaches, no. Coach Pop is scouting Tigger? Yes, and Mr. Waiters should not be sharing his gummy bears. Giannis was making threes at practice? That is terrifying. No, absolutely not. No flu games. No, no, no. I know that Jordan did it. Yes? Yeah. Look, you're going to have to figure out a different way to become the GOAT, okay? We cannot rename the ride. It's a flat world. Wait, are you even in the bubble? Austin Rivers prank calling your room sounds like a family issue to me. Is there any way we could get a dedicated Lakers line? Yes, but fighting Goofy isn't against the rules, so I think the Lopez brothers are probably clear on this one. No, we do not advise listening to anything Kelly Oubre says. The Patriots are doing what? Yeah. This is the NBA snitch line. That's a different number. Are you sure it was Boban? I don't even know why I asked that. Guys, we've got a code orange over here. Code orange, LeVar Ball sighting, sector 4. One second here. Just grab something. Okay. Ja Morant took how many juice boxes now? Patrick Beverley's charging how much for white tees? It's actually a steal. Apple time. Apple time. I'm sorry, was there a violation you'd like to report? Hello? Is anybody there? Kawhi? Press 2 if it's Kawhi. As long as you catch him in the act, we'll take it. Hey, can I call you back? I've got a package from Chris Paul on its way here.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA, they've... You had the news that it was Rayshon Holmes of the Kings ended up having to be quarantined for additional 10 days for ordering some fucking wings from DoorDash or whatever he ordered them from and left the bubble to get his wings. I ain't mad at him for trying to get the wings, but it's like, come on, man. And the thing is, you know, there's more people than that have either done that or are going to do it. Word is bond, it's going to happen. Because who was it? Mo Williams. Yeah, maybe it's wings. Yeah, because apparently Mo Williams left the team for a family situation. And somehow or another, I guess somebody got on that NBA snitch bubble line and started snitching about him going to a strip club. He was just spotted at a strip club. So, you know, the memes start coming out about him. And then his response is, I wasn't at the strip club. I was just going there to get some wings. So maybe the wings, maybe that's what it is. Maybe we need to get a top shelf wing outfit inside the bubble. You know, maybe that's what we should do for these guys. They had barbershops, I saw. And food seems to be the biggest complaint in the bubble. Because, dude, top three things people don't want you fucking with. Their money, their family, and their food. Them top three. The order sometimes shifts around. For some people, it's probably family first. Then money, then food. Some people, it's food. I also think, like, I said this before too. The older you get, the more sex isn't the number one thing. It's not the first thing driving you. You know what I'm saying? That decision, remember the decision when you're like in your 20s and you're dating somebody with somebody, or even when you're early in your marriage and you need to stay up late with the chance of getting some ass or going to sleep and waking up refreshed. Shit. You start getting the other side of 30, 40, you want that fucking sleep. You're like, dude, why do I gotta do all this shit? I can jack off and be done with this. Yeah. Some of us get that way. Some of us never do. Some of us are gonna forever chase that ass. I mean, I thought about it here recently. Like, I guess I'm pretty lucky I still have a libido at 48. Apparently, not every guy does. We all have other problems, but we're not gonna get into that. But yeah, the NBA, they seem like they got their shit together. Now, this dude trying to leave for some wings, I don't know. I think the season actually starts on Friday. The Kings, Sacramento Kings, my de facto team, because my wife is the season ticket holder, they're there. And the two games, the scrimmages they've had, they don't really look to seem like they're really going to make it into the playoffs. And the other thing with this is there really is no home field advantage. There isn't. I mean, they have the fields. Dude, this guy's going to shit. Like, can you hurry up? Can you hurry? You hear this dude yelling at you too. You constipated, bruh? You see, you don't even have to go. Yeah, you're wasting my fucking time. See, you didn't even have to go. Yeah, there's no real home advantage. Everyone's on a bubble. I guess they're going to project, like, fans. They're going to reject fans. Project them up on a board. Whoever the home team is, that's who the fans are going to be represented on the screens around, and there's going to be ways, I guess, for them to pump in, like, crowd music. In Major League Baseball, Fox is going to digitally render people in the stands. The other thing they do in baseball is they've been putting, you'll go and watch the games and look, and they'll see the batter. And for a quick minute, you're like, oh, wait, shit, there's people there. Then you realize they're just cutouts, which is pretty funny. I mean, who knew that, like, people that don't play the game matter to the game? Well, obviously. To tie this whole thing up, I'm really going to find it interesting, find it hard to believe, or I don't know, how can I say this? I don't really know how the NFL is going to be able to do this. I don't. They can try, you know what, might as well just try. If it doesn't work, it doesn't fucking work. There's nothing you can do. All you can do is try, because they're definitely going to do that, because this is all about the money, bitches. It is all about that goddamn money. I don't know what hockey, golf is going. You can socially distance. Tennis, I know that they're going to be doing the U.S. Open. And I've seen, like, French Open would have been done by now. But apparently they're going to try to do that, I think, in September. I think you could definitely socially distance for tennis. But I just realized something. Well, if they do the French Open, there's no way that we, the United States, we're not going to be able to go, because other countries are like, nah, nigga, you're not coming in here. Y'all got that COVID. Y'all got that COVID like a mug over there. The people are closing their borders to us. It's like Trump now, all you done is built the fucking wall to keep us in. Because ain't nobody else trying to get in. That dude, man. Trump, man. Again, after reading that book, a.k.a. listening to it, his ass. He's a big fucking phony. I mean, he never really accomplished anything on his own. To which you're kind of like, what the fuck? But then there's a party that's like, well, shit, if he can do it, why can't I? He paid somebody to take his fucking SATs for him. So, like, but he's relentlessly on Twitter. Just relentlessly on there. Can't stay off. Just ranting. I mean, what's this? This is the latest one here. Let me find it. This dude. Here it is. So disgusting to watch Twitter's so-called trending, where so many trends are about me, first of all. About you. And never a good one. They look for anything they can find, make it as bad as possible, and blow it up. Trying to make it trend. Really ridiculous, illegal, and of course, very unfair. Dude, he's like a crying little baby. But the thing is he knows what he's doing. He knows he's got their ear. He knows that they pay attention to him. But he loved Twitter when it was helping him. Doesn't like it when they dropped some of the rules on him. And the thing is, he should be happy, because a lot of people called for him to be banned from it. The people at Twitter are like, we're not running a totalitarian social media landscape. He let him do what he's going to do. I mean, he's on there morning, noon, and night just tweeting incessantly. And he is obsessed with the whole mail-in voter ballot deal. He's not trying to let that shit happen. No, he's not. He's like, look, if you do that, it'll be a travesty. It won't be good. You should blame it on China. China. That's how he says it. I mean, think about it. We're 99 days away from the presidential election. 99 days away. And I don't see him as a clear-cut winner. Joe Biden is just kind of there. You're like, okay. Joe Biden's almost like the NFL quarterback that, like, they pick up in free agency. He's decent, but you know he's not winning any fucking games for you. He's like Case Keenum was for the Broncos. You're like, I guess that's a upgrade from Trevor Siemian, but, you know, I mean, I guess he'll do. I don't even think Biden is even that shit. I don't even think he's a will do. It's legitimately coming down to whose shit do I want to deal with more? Or better yet, hey, look, you're mad at me all you want, but in the end, I might have to sit down and I'm going to vote for who the fuck is going to help me out the most and get me and my family in a better position. And I'm sorry, but a lot of times that better position is fucking financial. And that's keeping it real, man. It's keeping it real. You know, I forgot to mention this last podcast when I talked about NFL, but, dude, the fucking Redskins. Fucking Redskins. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't even call them that anymore. Wow. It's so automatic. I mean, because that's they've been the Washington Redskins. But cancel culture finally got power, and so you got to change it. Little Danny Snyder has been resisting that and telling people to fuck off for, well, how long has he owned the team? 2 decades? They're in talks. They're trying to figure it out. Can you imagine what that pitch meeting was even like? With them trying to figure out a new name. They're sitting in a conference room. Little Danny presiding over him. Probably sitting in a fucking... On a throne. Yeah. Wow. Some little kid just drove by me on a little bitty motorcycle. Wow. Kid's a douche. Just left his family hanging. That's whack. But yeah, he's presiding over and they're coming up with names. All right, Mr. Snyder, how about the Washington Monuments? And that's horrible. Okay. How about this? The Washington Presidents. God awful. I mean, he probably sat in that room, did that shit for God knows how long, and finally is like, you know what? Fuck it. We're the Washington football team. Yeah, that's right. Morning. Yeah, that's right. Washington football team. That's what we are. And when I first saw that he did that... Good morning. When I first saw that was his choice, I thought, God damn, them motherfuckers are not... They're not original. What kind of shit is that? I mean, what is that? And it never even occurred to me... He was doing that shit out of spite. I was talking to my man C-Note, and he was like, dude, he's doing that because he's a little dickhead. He's like, oh, you want a name? How about this? The Washington football team. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, that's right. We're the Washington football team, because that's what we are. We can't be the Redskins. Then we'll be the Washington football team. Yeah. You don't like that? Oh, well, let us keep our name. And I'm sure they're like, all right, that's how you want to roll, Danny. And the fucked up thing is that team ain't going to be shit till they get rid of him as an owner anyway. But the fucked up thing is I kind of feel him in a way, because it's like, what the fuck, man? And that he's right now the gatekeeper for this, because once they do change that name, man, where's it going to end? Are the defending reigning Super Bowl champs Chiefs, are they next? What about the Atlanta Braves? What about the Blackhawks, the hockey team? Is every team going to have to change their shit? I mean, maybe they should have asked the actual... Is there like a Redskin tribe? Is there a Redskin or a tribe of Indians? And if there is, I'm sure they got a fucking Indian casino anyway. So they're not mad. They ain't mad at anybody. I need to look that up. Were there actually Redskins? Because I live here in Solano County and... Got the Cache Creek. There's probably, what, 4 Cache Creek Indians? I need to create a fucking Indian tribe. How do you do that? You can't do that. I don't, like, dude, for real. If you're an Indian tribe and you don't have a casino, what the fuck are you doing with yourself? But apparently, like, apparently, I guess the way that works is they just lend out the fucking land, and the casino companies come in and run all that shit and break them off with like a stipend. I don't know, man. I've been seeing it on my show Yellowstone. You got this, what's his name, Chief Rainwater, the motherfucker who was, didn't know he was an Indian, and then when found out he was an Indian, he's like, well, I'm an Indian, I'm gonna be the chief Indian. On season 3, started, because we chewed through the first season. Again, love that show. I'm jocking Yellowstone. But season 3 right now, first 2 episodes in, they're reaching. They're starting to reach. It's that thing to where you get something that's white hot, you know, and each episode gets progressively better, and they keep anteing up. The stakes keep getting higher. They're doing more off-the-wall shit. They're going to eventually, and I'm seeing with this one there, it's becoming very cartoon-like. To eventually, I give this to where before they're jumping the shark, which if you know that reference, then hello Generation X and above. I'm not going to explain jumping the shark. Maybe I'll explain that in a another episode of the Sarcastically Speaking About Sports podcast, to which you best believe ESPN has to be fucking elated with the fact that all the sports is coming back. They have content to report on. I mean, props to them for being able to keep this shit running with no sports. I mean, they were reaching. Now it's like it's probably like been a good exercise having them in a way learn how to be creative to create content. Well, that's all the content I'm going to create, because I'm coming near the street and it's fucking loud. You guys have a good afternoon. Sarcastically About Sports. Goodbye.
Headhunter, son.